This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
They handed us folded flags, medals, and honorable discharges. But when it came time to heal, on our terms with the medicine that works, they handed us silence or a citation. My name is David Little. I served 23 years in the Army and Air National Guard in the U.S. Navy. And now I'm serving in a different way. I've written a bill, not to profit, not to politic, but to protect. To build safe spaces where veterans like me can legally medicate, gather, and heal. No sales, no dispensary red tape, just respect, relief, and community. This is episode 6 of Little Did I Know, Policy with Purpose, a veteran's vision for cannabis access. And if you're ready to stand with us, sign the petition and let Arizona know. Our service didn't end when the uniform came off. Welcome back to Little Did I Know, the podcast where personal stories meet public policy and where one veteran's journey becomes a platform for change. I'm your host, David Little, here with my friends and co-hosts, Christopher and Angela.
Hey folks, great to be back. Today's episode is more than personal. It's political in the best sense of the word. We're diving into the revised letter David recently sent to State Senator David Gallen, a proposal that could reshape how Arizona supports its veterans and medical cannabis patients.
This is about filling a legal and compassionate gap, a system that unintentionally leaves behind the very people it was supposed to help. David, let's get into it.
So here's the reality. Arizona has legalized medical cannabis, but it hasn't legalized a place to use it. That contradiction hits hardest for patients in apartments, in assisted living, or even in homeless shelters. For veterans like me, many of us dealing with PTSD, chronic pain, anxiety, we've been told we can legally medicate. But the moment we light up, we're breaking the law, depending on where we are.
It's the classic trap. You can have it, but you can't use it.
Exactly. And when I first started this initiative, I thought, why not create a lounge for veterans, a safe space? But I quickly hit a wall. Arizona law ties cannabis lounges to dispensary licenses. That means $25,000 just to start. That's not grassroots. That's gated access.
So you went back to the drawing board?
I did. And what came out of it is a new framework. The Arizona Veterans and Patients Cannabis Lounge Act. This isn't about making money. It's about making space for healing, for dignity, and for legality.
This act would create a distinct legal framework for nonprofit, membership-based cannabis consumption lounges. I mean, that's big. You're not just tweaking the law, you're proposing a whole new category.
Right. Because the current pathway doesn't work for the people it claims to serve. This new act would create nonprofit private lounges. No selling, no storing, no shady operations. Just safe spaces for verified medical cannabis card holders, especially veterans.
And you even included a legislative summary in the letter?
Yep. I broke it down in plain English. Nonprofit lounges only. Capped registration at $500. No cannabis sales. Safety first requirements. Immunity from prosecution if compliant. It's modeled like a VFW or American Legion Hall, but with access to natural medicine that many veterans depend on.
This goes beyond just legislation. This touches on housing insecurity, overcriminalization, mental health access. This is about justice and healing.
That's the heart of it. Veterans make up over 20% of Arizona's disabled population, and yet many are forced to medicate in hiding or risk arrest. That's not how we treat our heroes. This act is designed to change that.
And you see this as a launch pad?
Absolutely. These lounges can evolve into holistic wellness centers, breathwork, cold plunge therapy, sound healing, support groups. It's not just about cannabis. It's about creating environments of recovery and reconnection.
So, what's next, David?
I'm waiting on Senator Gowen's reply, and I'm not just hoping. I'm taking action. There's a change.org petition live right now called Arizona Veterans and Patients Cannabis Lounge Act, aimed at building grassroots momentum for the bill. The petition was started June 9th, 2025, and it's already gathering signers, though it's early days.
If you believe in healing spaces for veterans and patients, please add your name. You're not just signing a petition, you're supporting equity, dignity, and the right to access medicine without breaking the law or breaking the bank.
How does signing help?
Every signature adds weight, shows legislators you're not alone. Thousands of Arizonans agree that this gap in policy needs filling, demonstrates veteran and community support for this nonprofit, membership-based model, creates a path for the bill to gain attention and traction.
So, what's the link?
Visit change.org/p/Arizona-veterans-patients-cannabis-lounge-act and sign today. Then share it, email it, text it, post it. I've put the link in our episode notes and show page, or just scan the QR code on your screen if you're watching the video. If this conversation sparked something in you, hope, frustration, or maybe even a plan, then this episode did its job. This isn't just a letter to a senator. It's a blueprint for compassion and common sense. Thanks for tuning in to Little Did I Know. I'm David Little, and I believe that when policy meets purpose, change is not only possible, it's necessary.
Until next time, keep standing, keep speaking, and keep healing.
Peace and purpose, everyone.